Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, the Drake Jason Justice, and you. And now I think we're on the TV, we're on the radio, I still like the idea. We need to run that past 38 the spot. I thought it was a good idea. I don't know if they were actually thinking about doing it, but just playing various cartoons while we talk.
Yeah.
You hear us, but you're watching cartoons. And so,
like the one of Tom and Jerry where Tom is like the coolest guy in the history of the world.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And rolls up the cigarette and all that.
My favorite Tom and Jerry episode was when Jerry's uncle, who was a country and western singer, was on tour and stopped by and stayed with Tom and Jerry for a while, and his guitar strings kept breaking. And so he would take one of Tom's whiskers and come here, cat, and just crumble, you know. And so then the sort of bling, like, where's that dumb cat at? And Tom would be hiding, and you know, he'd come here right now, and he'd take bling, and he's whiskers.
Poor Tom.
He's using damn whiskers. Yeah, that's abuse.
That is.
And see, that's one of the few people I feel like, because I'm a cat, I love cats, I rooted for Tom. I always wanted Tom to catch Jerry. I'll be honest with you, I wanted him to eat him. And I wanted this to be the Tom show.
I always rooted for the Coyote, Wile E. Coyote.
Yep.
Felt bad for that guy.
So, but I did like Jerry's uncle. You could tweet me at SSJWHB if you remember that. Remember him. When I was a little kid, I wanted to go see him in concert. I didn't quite realize yet it was a cartoon, but you know what? Actually, that was when I was 17. I'd like to see him in concert. All right. So what do you got going on this weekend besides watching the Royals beat up on the Yankees?
Well, Sporting Kansas City plays at Minnesota United on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Minnesota United.
Yeah. So it's a chance for Sporting to get, I think, another victory on the road. Is the way you got to look at this one going in. Sporting Kansas City's in first place in the West. Minnesota United's in seventh place in the West. Doesn't mean it's going to be a pushover.
Do you think it's going to be a pushover?
Nah.
Okay.
No. I mean, every team in MLS it's kind of like the NFL, where every team's good. Any team can beat you on a given day.
What scares you about Minnesota United?
Well, they've got a very high priced player by the name of.
Guadalupe.
My brain. Darwin Quintero. For some reason, I was wanting to say Humberto Quintero, who is not the same person. Darwin Quintero, who is Colombian, has played in Mexico for the last several years with Club America. He is, he's a designated player, is making a lot of money. They have a forward by the name of Christian Ramirez, who is an American who scores a lot of goals. So he's dangerous, and they play right now, like they're in the process of opening a $250 million soccer specific stadium up there, but it's not open yet. So they're playing at Minnesota University's football field. So it's a terrible surface. It's just not good for soccer at all, which is always a challenge. So that bothers you a little bit, but Sporting are the better team. I don't think there's no question in my mind that Sporting are the better team, so I think they should be going up there looking for a win. So I've got that going on this weekend. I've got my daughter's dance recital tomorrow, as well as youth soccer games that I'll be attending. So that's kind of going to fill up my weekend.
I don't have anything to do. Richie's gig on Saturday night, but that's it.
And my wife gave me one of those, a scroll of items we have to take to do tomorrow. We got daughter's soccer game at 8 o'clock. We've got dance recital at 3 o'clock. We got something in between that I can't remember right now. It's one of those types of weekends.
You know? I've encouraged the girls to take part in a fun stay at home league.
That's a nice league.
What's that? Yeah, we just stay at home.
Yeah,
every Saturday and we.
I wouldn't mind a league like that.
Keep track of it and see who wins. And the thing is, I win every week, which is fun. No, they played, you know, all the school sports and everything else, and she's going to play in a soccer tournament coming up in a couple of weeks, but they have a very eventful final week of school where there's events, and they do everything but go to school in the final week and go to Penguin Park and play and everything else, so it has been a wild affair all week long.
This is their last week. They don't have another one?
This is their last week. Okay. And then Phil, who's filled with anger because of this, so has to go, you know, he's still got finals to go. That's high school, man. It's not grade school anymore. Okay, you're working now.
That's right.
But tomorrow, of course, I'll be emceeing the Flash Dash down at down in North Kansas City. And for people that want more information, we talked about this yesterday, they need volunteers. You can also register. You can come out there tonight at Chicken and Pickle from 4 until 7 to pick up packets or to register, and they'll have late registration tomorrow morning, start at 7:30 down in NKC. All the information you need is flash-kc.com, and I was very excited and thrilled to inform Phil that he will be volunteering very early in the morning tomorrow at the Flash Dash.
How early?
I said, hey, Philly, you know, when you're a senior, you have to have so many service hours. Did you guys have to have that? You have to have service hours to graduate?
Yep.
I think you have to have at least, I don't know, 60. I don't know if I'm putting the right number on it.
We had 20 a year.
Okay, so that sounds about right, 60 or 80, whatever. I said, you know, and you remember when Richie kept putting it off and he had to do all of them like in 1 year? I said, this isn't going to happen with you. So you're, and he's already got a couple service hours. We're going to get some service hours on Saturday. Yeah! And he's looked at me. And he actually said, okay, all right, and just walked off. Didn't have any resistance, but, you know, just...
Disagree. Just acceptance.
He understands.
Yeah.
There's no winning when I decide something for him. And so he's going to get out there and we're going to have some fun. He's going to hand out. It's nothing to sneeze at. You're absolutely right. I'll agree with you on that one. But
it's a good event.
I want to see him carry things.
Yeah.
And do things. So, but if you want to come down and enjoy this wonderful event in memory of Brandon Russell, and it, like you said, the Brandon Russell Memorial Foundation. And the Children's Mercy, look, it's a great cause for people to come down and donate their time and donate their money. And so come on down to NKC 18th and Swift if you would like to volunteer or if you'd like to run or walk. They have a one-mile walk. They have a half-mile fun dash for the kids. All the information you need is at flash-kc.com. All right. So, no Royals game, no NBA playoffs, which, you know, what the hell? The hell? So, I found some things on Twitter that amused me or kept my interest. First, I retweeted an article at CBSSports.com. Top 25 NFL players under the age of 25. A ranking. I like rankings. I like lists. Top 25 players under the age of 25 in the NFL. All right? They go through and they give some qualifiers as to... Some guys you would think would be on this list, but they're not eligible. Odell Beckham is 25. Aaron Donald's 26. Carson Wentz is 25. Jadeveon Clowney's 25. That's why they're not on the list. Also of note, they were looking for more proven players, you know, and so obviously I would demand that Patrick Mahomes II be on this list, but he has played one game, and so they are not as nutso as I am. And like Deshaun Watson's only played 7 career games, and so he's not on it. But how many players do you think the Chiefs have on the list? Top 25 players in the NFL under the age of 25. Do you think they have any?
Yeah.
Do you think they have one? Do you think they have multiple players?
I'm going to say 3.
Did you see the article? Because if you did, that's garbage that you would say that like that.
So I'm right?
Well, did you see it?
No, I didn't see the article. Well,
my guess is 1.
Okay. There's one team that has 3, and it's the Chiefs.
Can I guess them?
No. No, because you know what? Because you cheated. And then if you cheated, then it's not. You're not guessing. You're just telling me.
I didn't cheat.
Promise me.
I promise.
You just looked down. You looked down when you said, "I promise."
I promise.
Look at me. But you can. He shows me his iPad like he couldn't have read it last night.
What about on his computer screen?
Empty your pockets.
I thought you were accusing me of looking down because I was looking at the list.
No, you were looking down because I tell this the same thing to my boys. If I ask them something, I said, tell the truth. And if they look away, they're lying. Eye contact.
I'm honest with you. I tell you and say you it. Ask me questions. I didn't read the article.
Okay. Who are they?
Kareem Hunt.
Wrong.
Seriously?
No, he's right. I just wanted to scare you.
I'm going to say Tyreek Hill is under 25.
I don't know.
So I'm going to say Tyreek Hill. You said Patrick Mahomes is not on the list?
No. He's not on this list. On my list, he's number one.
Right now. Of course he is.
Last one's a good one. The last one was the most meaningful to me because I already figured it would be Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. But the third one gives me cause to have more confidence in what's going to happen this year.
I was going to say Chris Jones. I'm trying to think of who else.
Jake, do you have a nomination?
I'm going Chris Jones.
Okay. That's not crazy. Jake, do you agree or disagree?
I'm trying to think of somebody that...
Just give up then.
I give up. I think Chris Jones.
Man, you're a quitter. You just gave up.
Yeah, I'm like,
Just like that?
I quit today.
But I mean, just like that. I said, you know, you're supposed to say, no, I don't want to give up.
No, I don't want to give up.
I don't give up.
Okay, Hitchens isn't 20 is...
Number one is Todd Gurley.
How old is Sammy Watkins?
Number two is, I think he's 20. Ooh, I don't know.
I think he's
number two is Joey 26. Bosa.
Yep.
Number three is Alvin Kamara. Four is Marshawn Lattimore. Five, Jalen Ramsey. Six, Ezekiel Elliott. Seven, Kareem Hunt.
Sammy Watkins, 24.
Hunt cooled off at the end of his rookie season after a historic start, but when the season was over, Hunt's stat line remained incredible. He rushed for 1,327 yards and 8 touchdowns, averaging 4.9 yards per carry, caught 53 passes for 455 and 3 touchdowns. Put together, he totaled 1,782 yards and 11 touchdowns. Only Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell accumulated more yards than scrimmage. Yeah, number 10, Tyreek Hill. Hill is more than just a receiver. He's a dangerous returner. 4 return touchdowns. He's a lethal ball carrier. 41 carries at 326 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he's a dang good receiver. 136 catches, 1,776 yards, 13 touchdowns. He's done all that despite being an NFL player for only 2 seasons. Really, Hill's position should read playmaker. He's a perfect fit for Andy Reid's creative offense, and I can't wait to see him with flamethrower Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Flamethrower Patrick Mahomes. We will reveal the third chief after this on WHB. All right. So, at CBSSports.com, the list of 25, the top 25 players under the age of 25 in the NFL. 3 chiefs made it. Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill. Who's the third one? You've had time to think about it. You get one more chance to nail it. You ever heard that before? One more chance to nail it, Nate.
Yep. Never do.
Failed.
Every time.
Jake, anyone?
I'll go Sammy Watkins.
Okay.
I don't think that's who it is.
But that's a reasonable pick.
Andrew 24. Hitchens.
Is he under the age of 25?
I don't know.
Okay. So. Justin Houston. Ready?
My guess was Chris Jones. Okay. But you made it sound like that's not accurate, so.
Number 23 on the list. One more. Give me some more fanfare. Just one more time. I like that stuff. That makes me feel like I'm announcing something important. Kendall Fuller. Oh.
I'd forgotten all about him when I was trying to go through my mind. Like, who?
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Because I was like, well, you know, it could be Marcus Peters, but he's gone. And not Steven Nelson.
But isn't that the one guy that would tickle
yeah.
you? Okay, would you like me to read what it says?
Yes.
What made the Redskins' decision to trade for Alex Smith puzzling had nothing to do with their preference for Smith over Kirk Cousins. It had everything to do with their willingness to part ways with Fuller, who went to the Chiefs in the deal. Just ask former Redskins GM Scott McBlackerboom. I would have never traded Kendall. He could play inside and outside. He's high character, young, and a hell of a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Fuller, a third-round pick in 2016, has blossomed into arguably the league's top slot cornerback. Last season, he picked off 4 passes and defended 10. According to Pro Football Focus, he graded out as the 5th best cornerback in football and allowed a 56.7 passer rating in coverage. Only 6 cornerbacks finished with a lower passer rating. Eggplant emoji. No. No, it's not.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Right. Does that make you feel... I know you like to see him at a corner, but does that make you feel a little bit better?
Sure.
I mean, people not just in Kansas City trying to pump up the trade, you know, just cover the NFL, still say that was the most surprising part of the deal, that the Redskins were willing to give up Fuller in the trade for Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So, 23 years old, by the way.
There you go. I like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe he won't, you know, create problems in the locker room like the guy he's replacing.
Stop it. Just missed the cut. They listed 10 players that just missed the cut. Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones.
There you go. Stone cold.
And back after this on WHB. We were talking about what's going on this weekend. I also failed to mention that I've been told I'll be watching the royal wedding with my daughters, which takes place tomorrow morning. So we're going to record it while we're at the Flash Dash and come home and watch it.
Are you going to make cakes and wear the silly little hats?
I don't know, but I'll wear a silly hat. I do that every day, but we'll talk about your guys, what your plans are for the royal wedding. Well, Jake's very excited.
He is.
I'm not kidding. Stay tuned to Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot and also listening to us on 38 The Spot, if that's indeed what you did. And thank you for sticking with us here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Later on, we're going to talk to Mike McFarlane about the big series coming up. Hey, I'm still going to pump it up. It's Royals and Yankees. And they're giving away a George Brett Pine Tar bobblehead when he's storming out of the dugout, furious at everyone.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And again, if someone is going out to the game and getting an extra one and would like to barter, shoot me a tweet. Huh? Send me an email. Nate, you're down with that, aren't you? You're looking for one?
Yeah, I'm open for business.
You're sniffing around for one, aren't you? You're not going to find it that way. But it looks like it's going to be maybe their best bobblehead ever.
I think so.
Jake loves bobbleheads. Are you enthralled and excited by this George Brett bobblehead with him storming out of the dugout screaming at people?
Absolutely.
It looks fantastic.
It looks awesome. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get my hands on it.
I'm offering some money. I'm offering trades. I'm offering what? What do I got that you want? The answer is nothing, but come on, let's try. Here's something else. This is not sports, but this is food, which is very meaningful to me. I like to eat. Okay, so I'll probably be out on an island here. Jake was on an island a couple of weeks ago. Now I'm on an island. Is anybody okay? So here's what I do when I'm not watching sports. Do you know what I like? Well, I like it, but my girls love it. What I watch with my daughters, we watch food shows. Watch Gordon Ramsay does. Anything he does is fantastic. Yeah. They like to watch Chopped with me because they have a Chopped Junior, where they put little kids under tremendous pressure to make food in under 30 minutes, and the kids are usually in tears by the end of the show, which I don't know why. That's enjoyable for all of us. But we also, I mean, so, you know, any food challenge, they like Guy Fieri, you know? You're anti-Guy? Do you not like him?
No, I liked it when he was on with Joel Goldberg at the Royals game.
That was not him. Have you ever allowed Guy to take you to Flavortown?
I don't think so.
Would you like to go to Flavortown?
Would I know if I had?
Oh, I think you would.
Yeah, then no.
The flavor would explode in your mouth. Yeah. Jake, you ever been to Flavortown?
I have.
Don't you? I feel like you're a guy kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's a day.
When we came to Kansas City, you know, went to Giants Barbecue. And
yeah, you're talking.
Went on with Joel Goldberg live on.
It was, way was it him.
That was not him.
So I like to watch Top Chef. You ever watch Top Chef? Have you ever watched Top Chef?
No. I mean, I've seen the little bits and pieces here and there, but I've never actually watched it.
Jake?
I get them confused. Which one has Padma? Which one has the
Top Chef Padma? Okay. Thank you. You said the right word, buddy.
I didn't. I knew Padma was in one of them.
Now you're talking to
right.
me.
So I kind of am familiar.
Padma, like from the Star Wars movies?
No. Was Padma Lakshma?
What did he just say? What did he just say? He said Padma.
Padma.
Google Padma Top Chef.
Wasn't that the that was what the
that's Pat. She was Padawan, wasn't she?
I thought her name was Padma. The Natalie Portman character in Star Wars.
It was her, but it wasn't her.
Yeah,
so I get Top Chef and Chopped. I get them mixed up.
Well, Chopped is the one where you have... Yeah. And remember, I think she did a commercial where she was eating a big hamburger from Hardee's.
Yeah.
I want a hamburger from Hardee's so bad right now. Mm-hmm. But she's on it. But she's fantastic. She used to, she used to be married to Salman Rushdie.
All right.
Okay, well.
How does she keep a figure like that when she's eating all this food?
She's a tremendous woman.
See, I have watched a little Top Chef because I like that, the bald guy.
So here we go. Oh, you want to bring this full circle? So I see this yesterday in Food and Wine. I'm looking at foodandwine.com.
I like where you're at, Nate.
I'm a moron. So I see this headline. How about this? Tom Colicchio.
Yeah,
that's your guy. That's your bald guy.
I like him.
To open a food hall in Kansas City.
What?
And I'm like, what is a food hall? And what is Tom Colicchio doing? And will you please bring Padma? Will you? Is that too much to ask?
Tom Colicchio is a no-nonsense type of guy.
Tom Colicchio's having a big opening in Kansas City. Don't you think he can just get on the damn phone and say, hey, Padma, you know, go to Kansas City. St. John would like to meet you. I don't know if he would say that.
Well, you know, roundabout way. He'd not verbatim, but probably something close to that.
Tom Colicchio already has an empire to his name with 6 restaurants around the country, but soon the chef and Top Chef judge will add another major piece of real estate to his culinary kingdom, an entire food hall. Colicchio's Crafted Hospitality is collaborating with real estate developers GFI and Cameron Group on the project, which is being built at the Gateway Development, which takes over a former shopping mall in the city of Mission.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there off...
That place has been empty for years.
They also say in the city of Mission in southwest Kansas City, Missouri.
That's correct.
No.
It is southwest of Kansas City, Missouri.
Metro area.
It's going to be a 40,000-square-foot venue. It will be curated and inspired by Tom Colicchio and will feature food from nationally acclaimed chefs and restaurateurs coupled with local artisanal purveyors to offer the finest in freshly prepared foods, experimental dining, shopping, and entertainment. The development will expand upon the traditional food hall concept and be Kansas City's first modern social venue that incorporates food and drink with social recreation, gaming, and events. I mean, that sounds pretty good. Would you like to do any of that? Would you like to have some food and drink and experiment?
Some gaming?
I don't know about that.
I think it's hard to eat while you're gaming.
Right.
But
depends on the game.
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad something's finally going in there They tore down that Mission Mall, which I used to get a lot of my back-to-school shopping done at back in the day.
My mother loved that mall, and me and my mama stood in line for 3 hours to meet Muhammad Ali when he was appearing there selling his new cologne. And when we finally got to the line, she freaked out. I mean, freaked out. Because I've told you, Elvis. So, like, her lifelong loves, JFK, Muhammad Ali, Elvis, George Brett, Tom Jones, and then Prince. It was certain people my mom loved, right? And so then she got to Muhammad Ali, and I was excited, and I was a senior in high school, and I had just gotten over chickenpox. I felt like garbage, but I thought I was the one going to be more excited than she was. And then she got up to the front of the line, she got up there to him, and she was, and he was on one, side of the issue. She goes, "I've always wanted to hug you. Can I hug you?" And like the security guard was like, and he goes, come here. And she went around and she gave him a hug. And I mean to tell you, she was floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee for the next three or four hours. And so then I got up there and I had a program from when I went to see one of his closed circuit fights with my grandfather. And so I showed it to him and he let me come around the table and he put his fist up to my face.
That's incredible.
It was, and I have pictures of it somewhere, but it was one of the most unbelievable. It's a, like top 10 moment of my life, and that was Mission Mall. And I bought the cologne because you had to be in line to get the autograph.
Yeah.
And you know what? It smelled
worth it.
It smelled pretty good. But you love Mission Mall. You used to go there for school shopping.
I did.
You?
Well, because, you know, once they tore down Indian Springs, or once Indian, I guess they didn't tear down at that time, but once Indian Springs went out of business,
mm-hmm.
when you were living in KCK, like the closest mall was Mission Mall. Come down Roe Avenue right there.
Look how happy that Tom Colicchio is going to have a food hall in Kansas City. Look at that picture, Jake. You say no nonsense. Look
yeah,
at
I like that guy.
He's kind of pissed.
Why are these chefs all so mad? Like, what's the story with
that? He seems kind of happy. Pappa's not mad.
He doesn't seem happy at all right there. He seems angry.
I'm happy.
Why are these chefs so angry? I mean, it seems like the joy of food and the art of cooking would make you would make one happy.
When I was there, when I went to when I went out to Vegas for when Victor fought Mayweather, I went to eat dinner by myself and I ate at Tom Colicchio's Steakhouse, and it was delicious. And I pretended Padma was with me, and so I like had you know, I was pretending like I was talking. It was like a table for two. I was like, "Oh, Padma, what should we try now?" And people. Started to point.
I'll tell you this. When I went to Vegas to visit my buddy Ruben when he was working there, he took me to the Gordon Ramsay Steakhouse in the Paris casino.
Yeah, I went there with when I took Susan to Vegas and we ate there.
He told me, he was like, "This is going to be the best steak you've ever had." Yeah. I'm like, "Well, I'm from Kansas City, man." And it was.
I love
was
Gordon Ramsay. I wish he'd have a food hall here in Kansas City.
That'd
but the
nice.
Point is, Jake, or does that excite you? Is that something that you
Absolutely. That's sounds awesome.
What are the chances that Padma would be there ever?
I mean, maybe for the grand opening or something.
Maybe.
See, that's someone I couldn't meet. Well, I couldn't meet her.
You get too nervous?
I could not look at her in the eye because she would, first of all, I'm shorter than her. It would be tough. And then number two, I'd feel so insecure and insignificant. You know, I would melt like the Wicked Witch.
I feel like she seems like a person who would embrace that and kind of pick you up.
She would have to because I would be very, I'd be very unsure of myself. I don't know if I couldn't make eye contact with her. I wouldn't want to talk to her.
She seems like a sweet gal. Who knows?
She that's what I mean.
I mean, her persona on the television is.
I feel like I've gone too far with all of this, to be honest with you.
That's cool.
Who is like a celebrity, like a female celebrity that you have met that you thought maybe like would be the most impressive or the most intimidating, you know?
Well, you met Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was so nice, and she put up with me, which was just terrible. Yeah. She met the girls, started to see you, but I was just a moron.
Oh, I still remember those pictures. I remember that whole day. Oof.
I had to ask for a hug. Could I have a hug? And you're supposed to be, you know, I'm like, "Don't worry about my wife and daughters. Can I have a hug?" "Well, sure." Then I hugged her later, too. It was like, it was inappropriate. It's terrible. I made
she
an
was
ass
pretty
myself.
Nice to you about it, though.
No, and she was great with the girls. And, you know, but I embarrassed myself, just like I did on the air with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's no surprise, is it?
No, not really.
I'd freak out if I met Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. She's Ukrainian.
Why? What were you? Did you have someone in mind that you?
I was just all of a sudden I was thinking about that. Like, you know, you just like if you met her, you'd freak out. And I'm trying to think of like if there's been somebody like that that I have actually had the chance to meet, you know, and freaked out and act like an idiot, you know. Definitely when I met Wilt Chamberlain was the case. I'm trying to think if there's like an actress or someone.
Oh, so you're talking about like we're getting the like athletes and men now. I thought you were just
talking
about female.
Well, no, I was thinking female too, and I don't know who it would be, like who the most famous or hottest, you know, female that I've ever met. Maybe Alex Morgan. I got to interview her on a pregame show for the Royals at the time, and at that time, Eric Hosmer was like a rookie and kind of had made it clear that he fancied her. And so I was giving him a hard time. I was like, hey, did you see me interviewing Alex Morgan right there? She was, you know, she was asking me for my number and stuff, you know. And he was like, are you kidding? No way. I was like, yeah, I'm kidding, dude. She's not. I was like, it's awkward because, you know, like, I didn't know how to tell her, like, leave me alone. You know, I'm not interested. And he's like, are you? No. He bought it. You know, no way. Maybe that. I remember getting to meet Brandi Chastain after she had done the famous, sports bra celebration and everything.
Yeah, she was cool. I interviewed her out in Tahoe. She was really good. No, I have a long list. Trust me.
I don't think I've met any, like, famous actresses, though. I don't think.
I'd like to meet Leslie Mann. I think she's really good.
I sat by Drew Barrymore at the Dresden in Los Angeles one time. She was on a date with Jason Segel.
Who would you most like to meet, Jake?
Oh, my number one right now is Margot Robbie.
Would you be able to conduct yourself?
No, yeah. I would not be allowed in the same room.
Right.
But I do. This conversation does recall a moment in time where I shared an elevator with one Mr. Danny Clinkscale.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. That's one of the best stories ever.
Sydney LaRue was in the elevator. But who did I'm struggling to who did Danny think it was? Because he thought it was somebody else.
Well, he didn't. I don't think he thought it was Carly Lloyd.
Yeah.
He said that on the air. But when he was on the elevator, didn't she have like a walking boot on?
Yeah, she had a boot. She was like on like one of those.
She had an Achilles injury or something.
Right. So she had a I think she might have been on one of those like you one knee wheelers like the you, is that I don't know it doesn't matter
but sure
do you know what I'm talking about
yeah didn't she have a torn Achilles
or something? Something like I've never seen anyone make that look so
yeah
good.
no one's ever made a boot look that good.
See, I'm gonna forget
and then when he got the elevator and she's like, was that one of the famous ones?
It's like when we get off the air. Yeah, right. Yeah. When I get off the air, I'll remember someone. I always do that, but like, I've long been infatuated with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh,
so I'd love to meet Michelle. But see, and here we go.
You come from Baltimore?
If I meet Michelle Pfeiffer, then I would only talk to her like with lines from Scarface.
Right. She'd probably like that.
No, she would hate it. I would make an ass of myself. But
Big Worm from the movie Friday, and I literally walked up to him and said, what's up, Big Perm?
He probably likes it better than Michelle Pfeiffer would.
He looked at me like, if one more MF-er says that to me, I'm going to...
ask him for some chili cheese Fritos.
I want some chili Fritos.
Right.
I'll tell you who's really, really, really high on my list right now is Janelle Monáe. Just from an artistic standpoint and everything, I think I would geek out big time if I met her.
You could have met her several times. She's been in Kansas City. I mean, she lives. She's from KC.
I know. That's part of why. I think that's part of the adds to it. When I was a kid, like when you talk about Michelle Pfeiffer from that era, Kim Basinger was my crush back in those days.
Oh, well. Of all athletes, like all stars or whatever else, clearly the number one that I would not be able to speak to properly.
Canelo.
Would be, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
I mean, Rocky and everything else. Stallone and like real athlete, Julio Cesar Chavez. So.
I've figured it out. Now the question is, could we pull it off and everything, but.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
It's personal.
Well, it's how much. I can get you to New York City, and we can go meet and interview Chaz Palminteri and see him perform live.
But what time frame, though? That's the...
Well, we could fly out on a Friday and fly home Saturday morning.
But, I mean, like, how, like, when does it have to happen? Like, he's performing...
It has to be June 1st.
Oh, jeez.
That's in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. I looked at flights. There's direct flight on Southwest.
June 2nd is Shane Ray's camp that I have to work at.
What time?
11 or noon, something. I have to find out. I mean, I'd love it, but, you know. Now I'm upset.
What?
I mean, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Well, hell yes, it'd be fantastic.
If I could help you with take those duties for you, and you could go on up.
Right. What are you talking about as far as a flight? I'm just talking.
How much?
Yeah. Just throw it out there.
I'm looking.
And I'll throw it right back at you, maybe. So.
Let's see.
Now, so while Nate's looking at this, something else that
$300.
Well, how much?
$300 each way.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's pretty average.
Nonstop.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Something else that captured the imagination of everyone or the anger of everyone this week was Yanni or Laurel.
Right.
Have you found anyone that has heard Yanni instead of Laurel, by the way?
Not personally, no.
Okay.
Laurel.
So.
Laurel.
One time I did it, Jake, and I heard Yanni the first time, and then it was all Laurel. So I experienced it. I go, what? And then that was it. Okay. So now.
This one is cool, though.
I see this one yesterday, and I don't know if you saw this.
I was running around the building doing this to people, and they're.
This. I'm so easily entertained and baffled, shockingly.
It frightened our receptionist, Jenny.
Oh, this.
It freaked her out.
This freaked me out. So here's a clip, okay? You're going to hear. If you think the word brainstorm, you will hear the word brainstorm.
Yep.
But if you think the word green needle, you're going to hear green needle. All right? Look at Nate's like,
right.
What are you talking? Oh, yes. You just listen to this. If you think brainstorm, you're going to hear brainstorm. And then we'll play it again. And if you think green needle, you'll hear green needle. Okay, now everyone, listen up. Turn your radios up. Think and focus on hearing brainstorm. Brainstorm. You hear that?
See, I decided to try to change it up, and I thought green needle, and I heard green needle.
I just told you brainstorm.
I know, because I want to see if it wasn't.
How?
Dude, what'd you hear?
I heard green needle. Because the reason I did it, I wanted to test it to see if you were just going to play two different things.
No. Okay, no. So play it again.
That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's really creepy the way it sounds, too.
But you heard, did you hear brainstorm and then you hear green needle? So explain that to me.
I don't know.
Explain that to my limited mind.
I don't know. I don't like this stuff. This is
well, you're going to have to like it because every time I find one, I'm going to
play it on the show. And then check this out. This is not part of the competition, but then think brain needle.
Oh, yeah. And then green storm. I did both those, too. Green storm.
Brain needle.
Right, isn't that weird?
So does this mean, like, somebody tweeted this out, like in music and all, that we hear different things, and that's why certain songs, like, I'll think it sounds like garbage and you'll love it, mm-hmm. or just certain whatever, or maybe this is why I never understand what my wife tells me, and then later on she goes, hey, no. Are you ready to go? I go, what do you mean? I told you 3 hours ago we were going to go here at 2 o'clock. I don't remember that.
That's maybe you said brainstorm.
I thought you said green needle.
Green needle, what?
Yeah. Take out the garbage. Brainstorm. clean the bathroom. Green needle.
Take out the trash.
Do it again. Green needle.
It's crazy, man.
Now say something about this. You're a naysayer.
I don't like it.
What? I don't. Did you hear two different things with the same
worked,
clip?
It worked. I don't like it.
You didn't think it was going to work, though, did you? You were very negative about it.
I was a little skeptical.
See, this now doesn't what? Cause a debate, though. Like, the Laurel Yanni thing was a debate because you just,
can't choose to hear right, Laurel Yanni. You just hear what you hear.
Right. This is you. Like, you can't argue. Like, it works.
And what if I heard Laurel? Is that a problem?
Yeah. No, it doesn't work. Well, let's try it. Think Laurel. Okay, think Laurel. No, brainstorm. Laurel. Yanni.
Okay, how long do you think, how much time do you think this took out of my day yesterday?
Too much.
Right. That's exactly right. My answer is I don't know, but the correct answer is too much. You're unnerved by this, aren't you?
I keep thinking of the line from the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Boxer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is it the fighter or the boxer?
It's the boxer.
It's the boxer.
Yeah. A man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
I feel like that's true with me.
That's true with all people.
So do you think this is witchcraft, or are you scared? Or
it is some sort of evil sorcery that I don't like. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Now people are sending me more. I don't want to hear any more, but I will listen to all of them. We will.
By the way, I've gotten so many emails from people telling me that displaced ribs are or are not a real thing.
What's the verdict?
Some people that are livid with me for not believing in it, and other people that are like, "Oh, you're right. It's a faux science thing."
I think that you should do what Jake suggested and have Jake displace your rib on the.
I'd be happy to do
on 38 the spot to find out if it's real.
And I think it would be a good test.
How else can you find out if it's real?
I think it's the only way.
Serious. We're talking science here.
Displace your own rib. And tell me about it.
Well, he's tried to do that several times. That's why he's having it removed. You know. That's a lot of information.
It's a different.
That
is a displacing of the rib. I take it back. It's real.
He'd love to.
Take the rib out.
And back after this on WHB.